it. That's RN News. I'm Mary Rose. U.S. Secret Service says an armed man was shot and killed after entering the secure perimeter of Mar-a-Lago, President Trump's resort in Palm Beach. Although the president often spends weekends at his resort, he was at the White House when the breach occurred early Sunday morning. The Mexican army says it has killed the powerful leader of the Jalisco New Generation cartel in a military operation. On Sunday, troops targeted Nemesio Ruben Segura Cervantes, known as El Mencho, in the western state of Jalisco. A new issue is causing frustration for some travelers.
The Department of Homeland Security has suspended the TSA pre-check and global entry airport security programs while there's a partial government shutdown. Both programs are meant to help speed registered travelers through security lines. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says airports and ports of entry also are suspending courtesy and special privilege escorts. The trade group Airlines for America, which represents major carriers, says it's past time for Congress to get to the table and get a deal done. The partial government shutdown began February 14th after Democrats and the White House couldn't reach a deal on legislation to fund Homeland Security. Donna Warder, Washington.
The Supreme Court's ruling on tariffs aside, economist Steve Moore says President Trump's trade policies have been hugely successful.
I do think he's done a masterful job of using tariffs as a way to negotiate concessions and lower tariffs in other countries imposed upon us. And so he feels like it's really critical that he has that authority so that he can use it as a negotiating tool.
This is SRN News. A new study of religious diversity around the globe.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that for sheer number of different religions within one country, nobody beats Singapore. Suriname and Taiwan come in second and third, respectively. The U.S. places 32nd on the overall religious diversity list, but amongst the largest nations on Earth, it is number one, followed by Nigeria and Russia. The least diversity is found in mostly Muslim countries in the Middle East and Africa. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Patriarch of Armenia's Apostolic Church has been indicted and banned from leaving the country. Patriarch Karakin has been charged with obstructing the enforcement of a judicial act and prevented from attending a major church convocation in Austria. Armenia is in the grip of a church-state conflict, with priests accusing the government of failing to protect the country. This is SRN News. It's English all the time for professional drivers.
All truckers and bus drivers will have to take their commercial driver's license tests in English as the Trump administration expands its aggressive campaign to improve safety in the industry and get unqualified drivers off the road. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy announced the latest effort Friday to ensure that drivers understand English well enough to read road signs and communicate with law enforcement officers. Keith Peters, Washington.
Willie Colon, a key creator of Urban Salsa, has died. He was 75. His family and manager confirmed his death in social media post Saturday. Colon was a trombonist, composer, arranger, and singer. He recorded more than 40 albums that have sold tens of millions worldwide. He's collaborated with a wide range of artists. More details at srnnews.com.